On a Friday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It was a day of triumph in London yesterday. The U.S. women's soccer and water polo teams won gold, as did U.S. decathlete Ashton Eaton. And on the track, one of the biggest names of these games wowed once again. Usain Bolt has become the first runner to win the 100-meter and 200-meter races in consecutive Olympics. NPR's Mike Pesca was there for each end of the double-double and brought back this report.
The 200 was different from the 100. Well, it's twice as long, yeah. But there's more. Before the 100, Usain Bolt mimed bunny ears when introduced to the audience. In the 200, Bolt did the royal wave favored by Queen Elizabeth. In the 100, three credible athletes from the U.S. sought to challenge Bolt and his teammate Johann Blake. In the 200, Wallace Spearman was the only American in the finals. In the 100, a spectator threw a Heineken bottle on the track as the runners were in the blocks. In the 200, there was only hushed silence. Bolt, a notoriously poor starter, unfolded his 6'5" frame with celerity, and from there, he simply dusted the field. On the inside, countryman Johann Blake would challenge, or at least serve as an escort jet for the F-15 in lane 7. As Bolt crossed the finish line, he slowed down a smidge, perhaps missing out on an Olympics record. His time of 19.32 seconds missed that mark by 0.02 seconds. Bolt put an index finger to his lips, a message, he later said, to those who didn't believe in him.
You have the doubters. You always have the doubters. So for me, it's fun. This was a joy to just shut up, pretty much.
But Bolt also said that he felt more love than hate, and his Jamaican teammates reveled in the glow. Johann Blake had won the silver, and Wallace Weir the bronze. After the race, Weir revealed Bolt's whispered message.
He said something to you just before the race started. What was it?
1, 2, 3.
The man who finished fourth, Wallace Spearman, was gutted. As Bolt ran up the track, pumped out 5 push-ups, 1 for each gold, and nicked a photographer's camera, pretending to be Richard Avedon for a moment, Spearman was doubled over on the track. He clutched a railing to steady himself and bent forward at the waist like a man trying to catch his breath. Afterwards, Spearman choked back tears.
You know, there's never a doubt in my mind that I'd finish top three, and still right now it just feels surreal, so I just have to work harder. Congratulations to them. I can't take anything from them.
Bolt, on the other hand, proclaimed himself a legend. The 200 pushes him into the pantheon alongside Jesse Owens and Carl Lewis. Though Bolt went out of his way to condemn Lewis over the 9-time gold medalist's insinuations that the Jamaicans may be cheating.
I'm going to say something controversial right now. Carl Lewis, I have no respect for him. The things he says about the track athletes, it's really downgrading for another athlete to be saying something like that about other athletes. I think he's just looking at attention, really, because nobody really talks much about him.
It was the one discordant note in a wide-ranging press conference in which Bolt was asked if he'd participate in next year's World Championships, the 2016 Olympics, the 400, Premier League football, and the professional cricket circuit. No to the 400, maybe to all the others. Bolt and his teammates have one more race in London, the 4x100 relay. The other contending countries knew they were to face off against some of the speediest humans alive, but now they have to conquer a legend. Mike Pesca, NPR News, London.